Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee.
All right, we are now live and on air. Sorry about that. I'm actually having, or was having, a little bit of technical difficulty with my phone being able to call in. So, we are here, we are live, you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, and on today's show I will be co-hosting with Lolita from the chat room. All right, guys. Well, what we're going to be doing, as normal, is taking callers with a question on any topic in their life. And according to the size of the queue that each given time, we will be taking only one caller per question, one part questions only per caller. When the queue is pretty large or we have people waiting. All right. Well, and we are now being joined by Lolita from the chat room. Hello, Lolita. How you doing today?
I'm doing fabulous, Adam. What's going on with you today?
Not much. I'm doing good, too.
That's good. So. Well, we're out of the retrograde, and we just had a new moon in Virgo, so what can we ask for as of this week? So it's been a good week so far.
You know, what we can just ask for this week is that everything that was being held back by retrograde is able to finally flow freely. And what we can ask for is our strength and our willpower to achieve our goals.
Yeah, that's right. That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Is Metamorphosis joining us tonight?
I'm not sure. He is in the chat room from what I can see. So let's go ahead and ask him. Yeah, sorry.
He just logged off and he might just come back on. I'm not sure yet.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, he might come back on. Well, if he does, then go ahead and feel free to ask him if he's coming on and that he's more than welcome to. And we'll see what he says.
Awesome, that's great.
Awesome. All right. See here. Our first caller for today is coming under the area code 678. And bringing you on air momentarily. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Good evening tonight.
I'm sorry?
I said good evening.
Good evening.
Oh, good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Great. And how may we help you?
I'm in school right now. I've been working outdoor study for two semesters. And I have not progressed, and I just want to know whether you see me going in that direction as far as education.
Okay. Wow. All right. I don't like to give bad news, and certainly not to begin the show, but from what I'm feeling, I feel like there's a little bit of mixed news here, okay? For one, I feel like you've headed in a direction that's very close to the direction that you were supposed to be in, but I don't feel that the direction that you are in is the proper one for you. I feel that it was one that was supposed to be very similar to this, and it's not too late to try and shift that around from what I can tell.
I'm a bit confused by that.
Okay. Basically, you've chosen a pathway through your schooling to take that would lead you down one path or another, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The path with your schooling that you have chosen is not the path that I feel you need to be on. I don't feel that if you continue the path with the current scheduling and your schooling matters, you're only going to end up losing your interest. And I feel there's another field, another career path to take with it.
Your schooling that you have chosen is
not the path
that I feel.
I'm hearing feedback.
Okay, yeah, I'm getting a little bit of feedback there.
Okay, is better now. Okay, I get what you're saying. So basically, what you're saying is that I'm maybe going in the wrong direction. I need to choose a new path.
I'm feeling like you're going in the wrong direction. You do need to choose a new path, but I feel the path you're on is similar to the one you're meant to be on.
Okay. So basically, you see me not completing this doctorate degree that I, you know, worked 3 years for to get to the end. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you want to finish it out, you know, go right ahead. It'll only be one more thing, you know, that you have on your resume, so to speak. But I feel that there's a different pathway out there for you, which is similar to this, but this isn't necessarily your pathway.
So basically, because it's funny that you said it, because I've actually thought about that recently. Things have gotten so bad that I actually exploring another idea, another path. Do you see law school in my future?
I do. But I feel it's a little bit different than what you've been viewing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I feel it's, it does deal with law school, okay? But it's in a different sector of law.
Okay. I see. All right, Silver, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye. Hey, Adam, am I online?
Yes, you
okay,
are.
I got cut off. I didn't know if you joined me or not.
I brought you back in. I saw your call dropped off, and I brought you back in as soon as you called back in.
Okay, so that was me giving the feedback because I wasn't sure. All right, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, that's cool. Metamorphosis has logged back in, just as a note.
Okay, cool.
Awesome. All right. Our next caller for today is coming under the area code 613. And hello, caller. You are on air. All right, we'll come back to that one. I think we missed this one here. Our next caller is by area code 386. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hello. I have a question. I've been going back and forth with some legal stuff dealing with on the settlement. And it's been adjourned twice.
Yeah.
And we go back to court in September, and I want to know, what do you see of the outcome with this?
Okay. And if you give me one moment, I'm going to go ahead and tap on it and tap into this.
Okay.
I've been where you're at. I understand.
You know, you know, I deal with a lot of people that have these kind of situations here, and I'm focused and tuned in right now to your situation, and what I'm feeling is a sense that, who's this push and pull? It's like I feel several things have come through where they can't really, they can't win. They just can't win, and they keep trying to. They keep trying to. It's like I keep seeing this case renewed. And I feel that you're finally going to get an end to it.
Oh, thank you. But, yeah, that's exactly what I've been going through.
Mm-hmm.
They've never won. We've been in the court with the divorce, with the child custody, with everything,
yeah.
and they never won. But he just wants to fight it to the depths, and I was like, I don't even know. I think you should change lawyers. Maybe he would have a better outcome. But I mean, it's
wow.
pretty been good in my favor. But
this
past month, it's just been really hard. I'm really
mm-hmm.
stressed about it because I'm like, it's been adjourned twice, and
you were entrapped in this. So there was some type of entrapment.
Yes. I feel like maybe this is his only piece of control he can still
mm-hmm.
have in my life that he's trying to hold on to.
Yes, it is. Uh-huh. Honey, my message for you is stand your ground, remain firm. Though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil. Okay? And that is a message that is coming up very strongly right now with you.
Okay.
And
the only
thing I can say too, and maybe Adam will agree with me, you gotta
mm-hmm.
surrender. Put your hands up and say, whatever's supposed
yeah.
to happen is happen, because you need your energy and you need to be more positive, and like what he's saying, you need to stand grounded and firmly believe that everything is going to happen, and you must learn how to speak from your heart, not speak from your head, and understand that you're going to win at the end of the rainbow. All you have to do is do some visual manifestation and just know that you're
mm-hmm.
going to win. And start feeling how it is to win.
Mm-hmm.
And when you truly
mm-hmm.
surrender and not allow the doubt, the fear to get in your way, you'll see how much better it is. So the news that Adam is giving you, the only thing you should do from here on is really empower from that and just really know that you're going to win at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And don't allow fear and doubt get in your way. Don't allow anybody's decisions to get in your way, because at the end, it's your choice, it's your destiny, but how you control it, you can make
mm-hmm.
or break your own lawsuit, no matter how right, how much money you have in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, I'm
Thank
pulling
you.
Up several cards right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
One, I'm getting the Ace of Cups, I'm getting the Ace of Swords, and I'm getting the card here in reverse, but the Ten of Swords. So it's like you were totally entrapped by this. You went into everything thinking it was going to be one way, because that was the illusion that was created. And next thing you know, you're in the midst of a big old battle and getting stabbed in the back more times than you can count. One of the messages here is that you were really walked into the lion's den unknowingly and unwillingly. And I feel that.
I feel like a sheep. I do. I feel like
mm-hmm.
a sheep in a lion's den.
Mm-hmm. But, honey, don't worry. Don't worry, because you've got that rod and you've got that staff with you, honey, and you're going to overcome it, okay? I want to suggest private counseling session, because I really feel we can go into deeper parts of this with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to my website on House Psychic, I'll be able to help you further.
Okay, I will. And what is it on your website? What is it called? What's the name?
It's HowPsychic.com, as in how are you? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So just how and then psychic.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I would like that. I would like to have a private reading.
All right. Well, we can set one up too.
Okay.
So just go over there and you'll find all the contact info, or even get it from Lo on the chat room.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank
remember
you.
Now, surrender. And good luck, because it's all going to work out. All right, hon.
Okay,
good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All
blessings.
Right. Bye-bye. Blessings. All right. Well, now introducing Metamorphosis and Pooja Desai. How are you both doing tonight?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you doing?
What's going on, guys?
Doing wonderful.
Great. We survived the hurricane. Had some issues here, but we survived them.
Yes, you guys sure did.
Hello, Pooja. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. I'm doing very well.
Great. Mm-hmm. You finally made it to a show of Metamorphosis.
I know.
Oh, exciting.
Finally. All four of us.
Yes. Awesome. Well, we have another caller here in the queue. Yes, caller, we have not forgotten about you. Our next caller is by the area code 302. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
We're doing wonderful. How may we help you?
Well, I just have a question. I'm getting ready to adopt my granddaughter, who's six, and she's had some rough times. And
mm-hmm.
every time I seem to switch daycares, or now she's starting first grade, first day of school, and I already get a call from the teacher that they're having problems with her.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see things, improving, or, I just don't know where to go with this.
Yeah. Okay. I'm tapping into this, and I see the amount of trauma that this child has had. Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful spirit, beautiful, very intelligent child. Sometimes
oh, yeah.
a little bit too much for their own good, because that's where
yes.
the manipulation steps in. Okay?
Yep. Yeah.
What I'm getting here for this is that as much as I know this child needs some discipline right now,
mm-hmm.
I feel it best not to pay too much negative attention to the negative behavior.
Right.
What you're going to want to do is you're going to want to use some positive reinforcement and active
mm-hmm.
listening. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Active listening sometimes requires repeating back the same thing that the child tells you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you know about it, but I'm saying it for those that are out there listening right now. One of the things that I want you to do with this child is during one of the events that takes place where the child has done something that is considered crossing the line.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to go ahead and sit that child down. Say, okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to punish you, but we need to talk about this. We need to talk about why you're doing this. Why
mm-hmm.
do you feel, the need to act in these ways?
Okay.
I understand that you've had a lot of trauma. I understand
mm-hmm.
that you need attention, and you may not feel that you have had the attention or the respect that you deserve. I
mm-hmm.
want you to treat this child in a respectable form as an adult, okay? But
mm-hmm.
not giving that child the privileges of an adult, just talking to it as an adult, because I feel this is the one way that might be your best key into helping subside some of those actions.
Okay. And like as far as her attention,
mm-hmm.
See, okay, and what you're saying, everything makes sense. The teacher's having a problem with her paying attention. I can't tell,
mm-hmm.
If she's doing it deliberately. I took her to get tested for attention deficit disorder. The day I took her was she
yeah.
fell asleep. So she didn't test positive for that. Yet every time she's in this situation, she's constantly, seeking that attention. So it's always looking at the teacher always is saying that she's not paying attention. I see it at home too.
Yeah.
She can shut you
yeah.
on and off.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think
mm-hmm.
that's, I'm looking at getting a psychiatric evaluation done, too, because my daughter,
okay.
that was her, biological mother, was bipolar and had some other
yeah.
issues.
I would say that a psychiatric evaluation would be good. Okay.
Okay.
But I want you to also do that in combination with what I'm suggesting.
Okay.
Because I feel that this child wants to know that it's being heard. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes it's best not to give negative reinforcement for negative behavior,
mm-hmm.
like, oh, go stand in the corner for an hour,
right.
or,
right.
you know, now you have to go to bed early.
And yep,
I
that makes
sometimes
sense.
Sometimes
mm-hmm.
that kind of enforcement is good. But
mm-hmm.
Right now, when all else fails, talk to them like an adult. Talk to them
yeah.
and let them know that you hear them, because that's what
okay.
they're trying to do.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
okay. And you do think that she was really, I mean, she went through a lot. I mean, we don't know exactly
yeah,
what.
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling a sense of bipolarism,
mm-hmm.
attention deficit disorder. I want her reevaluated for that
okay.
once you have her at a better level, of course.
Okay.
And
mm-hmm.
Slight autism, okay?
Okay, okay, okay. Okay, so just have her retested then.
Yes.
Okay.
Just make
okay.
sure that that comes after she shows some improvement. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but do you think she'll
that
do okay in the school she's at?
I believe she will, because I believe the environment in that school, they're very patient,
mm-hmm.
they're very lenient at the same time, but they do not put up with BS either. They do know
yeah.
How to remain strict at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah,
and,
I do need to
right,
get her special help. Thank you.
You're more than welcome, but hold on one moment. We've got some more
yeah,
info
oh, yeah.
for you.
Did you have any other information? Great.
Pooja, what would you suggest for this child in the way of healing?
Hello?
Yes, hello,
mm-hmm.
Pooja.
Can you hear me? Okay. I just feel like the most important part of it is making sure that she's heard during the whole process.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm getting, that you're kind of really picking up, and it's kind of, what's really popping up is, because I'm seeing silence, so it's almost like try to see what's being said without being said.
Okay.
Try and really tap into how she's feeling, and I feel like you're pretty intuitive yourself, so really just pay attention to her, and I feel like that's probably going to be the biggest thing, giving her a place where she's kind of understood without maybe her fully vocalizing what needs to be said.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just have to add one more thing. Does this child like to be outdoors a lot?
Yeah, she does. Mhm. Mhm.
Okay. A little more so than the children of nowadays, where everybody likes to be on the computer or
on their
TV
game.
Right,
yes, she would rather be outside, yep.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Yeah, I mean,
when
she likes watching TV.
Good
but,
behavior,
mm-hmm.
When she
mm-hmm.
shows good behavior, bring her to a park.
Okay, yeah, she
do
loves
something
park.
Something special outdoors. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, she definitely loves the attention that she gets outside.
And
mm-hmm.
I think actually,
it's been, yeah.
Sorry.
That's
okay. Chakra-wise, that's going to really help her because when you're outside, there's something about nature and the life force that nature really gives you. It has a way of bringing your chakras back into balance
mm-hmm.
in a very, very natural way. And so when kids are outside, they don't even realize that they're actually being worked on. they're being
right,
worked on.
Right.
They're actually absorbing a lot of that life force energy. And what it allows it to do is it allows the chakra system to really kind of align and
mm-hmm.
be cleared. Because I am getting a lot of throat stuff and I'm getting a lot of, I think there's just a misalignment, just a little bit of a misalignment. And
yeah.
that happens when things happen. So, and then she's actually mm-hmm. very sensitive to her surroundings. So kids in general tend to actually pick up a lot of stuff. They pick up a lot of stuff depending on who's around them. Especially their parents,
mm-hmm.
especially adults.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was younger, and I've never had throat issues at all, and actually it still happens sometimes, but both my parents have throat chakra problems, and whenever I go home, it just never fails. It just my third chakra will either speed up according to theirs or slow down according to theirs. And then it's just because
right.
there's this link, this empathetic link, and kids do it all the time. It affects them
yeah.
greatly. If they don't realize they're doing it and they're open. They're no matter how closed you feel they are, they're very open. So.
Right, yeah.
And
yeah.
Metamorphosis, do you have anything to add to this?
Oh, yes, I do. Can you please say your name for me?
Susan?
Susan, thank you, Susan. Susan, in the cards, what I'm seeing here, this child has a lot of fear inside of her. She has been, she actually has a lot of trust issues and abandonment because the people that she needed the love from the most, you know, had their own issues and could not give her the support or the energy of that level of love that she's lacking. And she's acting out only because of the fear that's inside of her. And she's really testing the people around her to see if they're going to stay or if they're going to leave also. That's her way of sort of securing who's her friend and who's not, because she really feels, this child really feels like she really doesn't have a friend because, again, the people that meant so much to her and so close to her, she felt were not really there for her, not because they didn't want to be, only because they had their own issues. Now, was there any communications with her father? Because there is a male figure in this reading, a very, very strong male figure.
No, I think what you're getting then would be my boyfriend, you mean? Because he's a very part of her life.
He is a big part of her life, right?
Oh,
yes.
He says he will be there even if we were to break up. He says, because he doesn't live with me, but he says he will be there for her.
It's very, 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 very important how you communicate to this child, because now she's like a little sponge that will absorb everything that you say to her. And it's really important.
See that. Mm-hmm.
I'm total agreement with what you said as far as seeking professional help. I really think that would be a very big plus, not only for her but yourself, because I can hear inside you the frustration and the concern that you have. So it would be a very good thing if both of you can go for help together, so that you will know how to work with each other, and her trust around you will start to build, because, again, she is testing to see who's going to stay and who's not going to stay.
And it's funny that you say that, because I've been feeling that more and more, and I've been talking about the adoption, and she's really... As soon as I mention the word, you know, she gets very excited. And then she'll get confused, like, oh, she thinks she's being adopted now. You know, but that's so important to her, knowing that that's permanent. Because we keep reinforcing to her, my boyfriend and I, that we are never going to leave her. She was in foster care for 14 months.
That is so you must reinforce her, because, especially at her age, it's such a delicate age.
Oh, yeah.
And, she doesn't feel safe, and she doesn't feel secure, and that's where her fear is coming from. That's where the fear is all stemming from. So it's you're in her life for a very good reason, and again, for yourself, it's really important that you learn how to talk to this child, because she's very fragile.
Yeah, I have trouble. She's not even opening up to me right now. And
that's okay.
You know, when you mention that, too, I don't think she trusts me yet. She thinks she's going to get punished sometimes, and I'm like, no, I just need to know the truth. And so she's having a hard time telling me what's going on.
There was a lot of arguing, a lot of chaos around her.
Now,
to a child, they don't know how to separate what's going on, because they haven't been exposed, like we were as adults, how to separate... Yeah. You know, the differences between right, wrong, and who's safe and who's not safe. She doesn't understand that yet.
She doesn't.
Go very slow with her. Go very slow. It's not necessary for you to try to force her to open up to you.
Yeah.
Let her first feel safe around you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's taking baby steps on your part, because you would like it to happen overnight. It's not going to. But stay with it. Stay with it. Don't give up. Stay with it.
And thank you for saying that. Yeah.
And please, for yourself, go and get whatever help you need also, whether it's Reiki, you can call Pooja for that, or anyone in your area that will help you to balance your chakras, because you're being pulled, a lot of energy is being pulled from you also. But be patient. Be patient.
And
I hope that would help you.
No, I appreciate you giving me that information, because this is so true. I mean, my job has been really extremely stressful, and I'm 51 and trying to do this on my own, basically, except, like I said, my boyfriend's there occasionally to help out. But it has been on my own.
Good man. He's a very strong, good man, yes.
Very, very good person. And so, you know, I'm trying to do this.
All right,
and it's
all right.
Like
I'm sorry.
You know,
I have to interrupt
you. Oh, okay, no problem.
Here.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hold on. Hold on. Do you have any health issues, or does your boyfriend have any health issues?
None that, I mean, we do, as you know, as we're getting older now. Yes, he has, like, Lyme disease. And I have, like,
I've been having
wheezing and stuff.
Okay. I'm seeing knees and then the back. So
okay,
I don't know
I
which one between you
problem,
has
yeah.
problems. Okay,
that's
you're the
that's
one with the knee problem? Okay,
yes,
and the back
I,
problem as well?
He has the back problems. I just have, I've never been diagnosed with back problems, but
okay.
I do have lower back problems now.
Okay, honey, you're the one that needs to go see a chiropractor, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Can I add something?
I was having him checked out too, but I feel like you need a chiropractor. Go ahead, Lil.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Lolita.
Hi.
I wanted to give you an example of somebody in the same situation. I had a nephew in California, and my cousin had let his grandparents raise him. He then came back at the age of 5 years old. Pooja had actually worked on him, and so did Adam, and they did a wonderful job. So I think the main thing was a lot of fear. So whatever Metamorphosis is saying about the fear, that is correct. A lot of chakra clearing, a lot of balancing that Pooja did on him, and they are diagnosing him with ADHD, and as of now, he's not on that medicine. I suggest, you know, doing every type of counseling that you can, but I also truly suggest, you know, any type of clearing for her, and also less TV, you know, she really gave me some good advice, or my cousin teaching my nephew breathing, prayer at night, and like not a lot of chaos, you know, and always reinforce positive stuff like they're all saying, because we did do some teachings on how to, teach people with ADHD, like kids. So there's a book, and they always really emphasize on positive reinforcement. And do a lot of clearing in your home. You know, whether you put salt outside or do a lot of sage clearing, because no matter what, at the end, your job is chaotic, you're going to bring that. So make your home as peaceful as it can be, because I do it every day for myself, and it really, truly helps, because you don't know anyone's energy that's being brought in. So really emphasize, you know, all of that stuff. And, yes, you know, I do agree about the fear, and definitely, I know that Pooja has helped my nephew all the way out in California, and to be quite honest, it's fabulous. And all the counseling that my cousin got, you know, they're doing great. They're doing great.
Wow,
so really,
good.
Really,
modalities
that you can.
I'm not a big believer in medications because I'm not a real big.
Leave her out as much as possible, because I think at the end of the day, with all the help that you can get, you know, with counseling and social clearing. And yourself, you know, and I think it can really be good.
Okay. Yeah. I just cut my hours. I'm in the process of cutting my hours back to have more time with her, to do the walks and outside and be, because I was much better when I was outside a lot. So I've got to do more of that.
Yeah.
Thank you. All
well,
of the information
we are out
has
of
been
time
so helpful.
For this call.
All
you're
right.
More
thank
than welcome
you.
And you're more than welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Blessings to all of you.
Blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I've got to thank Lolita, Pooja, Metamorphosis, all great insight into this one. And I really felt that this one needed our help tonight, so that's why I kind of allowed us to go a little bit more in-depth with her here, because I really feel that we were getting down to the root of it there, and I think that we've given her a good direction to go in.
Yes. Perfect.
Mhm. All right. Well, our next caller is coming under the area code 302. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. All right. And it looks like that caller dropped off. So we are now going to our next caller, who is under the area code 773. And hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. This is my first time.
No problem. And what's your name, please?
My name is Jennifer.
All right, Jennifer. And how may we help you?
Well, I want to know if you – I was planning on making a big move. The job that I'm currently on right now, I stayed with the job longer than I wanted to because I saw it as a stepping stone to move to where I really want to be. I want to transfer to New York City.
Okay.
So I want to know, what do you all see –
I'm going to take a moment to tap in here. Metamorphosis, if you're getting something, jump right in. Or Pooja.
Okay. Hi, Jennifer. How are you this evening?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Jennifer. Jennifer, I see I just turned four of the cards over, and your question was, you're thinking about making a big move. Is that what your question is?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. It looks like that you're going to have to put a pause on that for a while. There's something, some other stuff going on around you that needs to be cleared up. And also, it's not that you're not going to make the move eventually, but the cards are saying not at this particular time. It's going to take about at least...
You know, that's interesting because I got the full card that came up right away.
Yeah. And it's going to take a it looks like it may even take a year. Now, Jennifer, is there any kind of, looks like disagreement going on around you? I mean, is there any disagreement with friends or relationships? Because one of the cards that are popping out at me is there's a lot of sort of like, I don't want to say arguing, but disagreement, to be a little bit more gentle about it. Is any of that going on around you?
I would say it's going on with people around me somewhat, not necessarily with between me and friends or somebody I'm dating.
Okay, let me ask you something real quick. I don't mean to jump in here too fast, Metamorphosis, so I'll let you continue in a minute. Who is this guy that I keep seeing hopping in and out of your life like a bunny rabbit?
As far as someone I'm dating?
Someone you're talking to, it hasn't really evolved into dating yet.
No one that I can think of.
Okay.
Like,
because it's a romantic interest. It just hasn't gone anywhere.
That's on, coming from my part?
Yeah. Okay, I'll let you think about that for a while. Metamorphosis, go right ahead.
Yeah, I have a question here. Are you, the type of work you do, is it like any kind of a social work type thing or anything like along those lines?
No.
No, okay, because I do see something with like social work or counseling type work, and you don't do any of that. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah,
I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit on me.
I'm sorry, can you hear me now?
Yes, yes.
Okay, currently I'm in sales.
You're in sales, okay. I'm not seeing that here in the reading, but that doesn't mean anything. I just see something with counseling going on around you. Now, also, it's showing that here that there's a lot of, like you're not sleeping at night, or you're like a little bit confused about something. That's what's also coming up in the reading here. It's a very mixed reading. There's a lot of emotion going on here. And also, I also have someone here, may have been a friend or someone you know that has passed, that's in the reading. I don't know what that means. Does any of this make sense to you?
No one that's a friend to me has passed.
No, I didn't say a friend. It's someone that you may have known who may have been close to you.
Last year, yes, a grandparent.
Okay. Last year, who, your parents?
No, my grandfather.
Your grandfather, okay. All right, now, his image is very, very strong in this reading, or his energy, I should say, not his image. His energy is very strong in this reading. Now, were you close with him in your relationship, or how close were you with your grandfather?
We had a good relationship, and it was very positive. I didn't get to see him as much as I wanted to. So we weren't very close, but we had a good relationship.
Okay. Because what it's saying here in the card that there's like some sort of like closure that hasn't really happened between the person who has passed. And I mean, you shared with us that your grandfather, and it makes sense to me here. But there has to be some sort of closure going on. And he's also very strong in your life. Do you meditate at all?
I do sometimes. I've been trying to concentrate more, but it's just either I've been distracted or it's just distracted from not meditating at all that day, or it just, I can't go longer than like 10 minutes.
That's a lot. Mm-hmm. For someone who doesn't meditate, 10 minutes is a long time. I always suggest even 3 or 4 minutes if you can start with that and then build up from that. But 10 minutes is very good, because if you allow yourself to be quiet, even for just 10 minutes, it's just a quiet to chatter in your mind, in your head, you're going to get very strong answers to a lot of the questions that need to be answered. So, and I would strongly suggest that you do some sort of meditation type work, or even go to a class, or do you do yoga? Are you involved with yoga?
No.
Okay, that's
okay.
That's another suggestion. Go ahead, Adam.
I'm sorry, I have to jump in once more. I'm getting very distinct vibrations that seem to be coming in very clouded, and during this time that I'm receiving these very cloudy messages, and it seems like a lot of us are getting that now. What I'm feeling is a sense of being choked or drowned in a way. How did your grandfather die? Was it in his sleep, or because there's something with not being able to breathe?
He passed from cancer.
Cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was colon cancer, and it spread.
Colon cancer. Okay. Did he have any problems whatsoever with his breathing? Do you know?
Not that I know of.
Okay. All right. Because there's some kind of energy around you that I keep feeling is either choking you, or some type of energy out there feels very smothering around you. And this is very unlikely to jump in when someone else is on here giving you what they're seeing in a reading, but I can't but help think that you've been held back all these years energetically, because there is something on you, sweetie. And it's seriously, it's throwing up a lot of confusion to anybody that's trying to give you help, anybody that's trying to give you clarity on your life or the decisions as to what you should do or shouldn't do, where you should go, where you should stay. It's throwing up a lot of freaking confusion right now. And I'm battling this over here right now, trying to even just tell you this.
Well, it's interesting, Adam, that you're saying that, because I'm also feeling, I don't know about confusion, but I'm feeling a block. And I know that you called in for an answer, but I think that you're blocking yourself, actually, to go forward in your life, because there is also a lot of insecurity and fears. Now, also, there's a woman past, because there's a lot of people who have passed around you that I'm picking up in your reading. Did a woman also pass away in your life that you may have known or been close to you?
Not close to me. Someone passed. My aunt passed when I was a little girl, and I never knew her.
No, it's not that. It's really not that important. But I feel like there's a lot of blocking, and what Adam is sensing and what I am sensing, I really feel that you're actually getting in your own way, but you're blocking a lot of wonderful possibilities for yourself, because there is some apprehension or some fear involved. Have you ever had readings done before?
Yes, I have.
You have, okay. Because sometimes when people will come to me, they want a reading, and when they sit down and they're ready to have a reading, I can feel that block go up, because they really are not comfortable on what they think I may say to them, and I'm sure Adam has experienced that also. But I do feel there's a lot of blocks that you're putting up around yourself, and that's what needs to be addressed as far as you going forward in your life.
Okay, can I ask you about, I don't know which one of you said that, when I said, do you see the move going successfully? You said you see that now is not the time. Why did you say that?
Yeah, what the cards came up is, now this is not the time for you to make a move to New York City, because there are things that have to come to closure where you are now, wherever you're working now or wherever you're living now. Sometimes, you know, we want to run away from situations in our life, whether it's our job or relationships or family, and we want to run somewhere else thinking that we're going to get away with it, get away from it. But the truth of the matter is it follows us. So unless you really come to closure and deal with what you're dealt with now, it's only going to follow you to New York, Boston, Chicago, California, wherever you go. It's just lessons that we all go through, and you can't run from them. It's just something that has to be dealt with, and that's what I'm seeing in the cards here. You may not be comfortable in your work situation, and there seems to be a lot of confusion from what I'm getting in my cards here, and also some sadness on your part, feeling very alone or isolated. That there is something that has to be worked out.
Yeah. Well, what I'm going to need to do, though, is we're going to need to go ahead and cut this caller short. So we thank you for calling in, which we were of more assistance to you. But if you want to find out a little bit more about what is blocking you, or if it's a negative energy that's a combination between your fears and energy that may have been placed on you, please visit the website. You can access that over in the chat room and find out how to get there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, it does seem like we're getting some pretty intensive calls today, guys.
Yes, it seems that way.
All right. Our next caller is coming under the area code 508. And hello, caller, you are live and on air.
Hello. How are you guys?
Hello, how you doing today?
Hello.
I'm doing good.
Great, how may we help you?
I have a question. I don't know if you can answer it or not. I took a pregnancy test today, and it came back. I won't say what it came back, but is that true or is that a false?
Okay. It came back positive, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Okay. Honey, go get another one. I think that one
okay.
was a big whoopsie.
Okay. Yeah, that's what
All
I
right.
thought, too, because we weren't even trying, so.
Yeah, well, sometimes it does happen when you're not even trying. But, you know, I do believe you're right on that one. That was a... That just was a whoopsie. Okay?
Yeah, that's okay. Thank
uh-huh.
you.
All right. And just as a note, if you are trying to eventually, one thing that might help is rubbing your stomach with an egg and then burying
okay.
it in your garden. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
What is All right.
Thank you for calling in. Well, hold on. Pooja, what would you suggest for the way of healing for someone to become pregnant?
You know, the best thing you could do with that is to get your cycle attuned to nature. There's a
mm-hmm.
certain, there's a certain pattern. We as women are really, really connected to the moon. I mean, we all are, but our cycles are definitely connected to the moon and the patterns. And what tends to happen, or what has tended to happen in general with people, is we've lost connection with nature. And our
mm-hmm.
bodies are very much out of alignment with nature. And so I think the best thing to do is really do a little bit of research on your like ovulation cycle and how that pertains to the moon cycle. And see if
okay.
you can bring it back into alignment. I know there's actually a really great book out there, and I can't remember the name, but if I do remember, I'll mention it on the show next week. And I can't remember. I wish I did. But it's almost like they tell you that, I believe it's kind of opposite of what you would think it would be. Like, as you approach the full moon, you should be, I think you should be at the end of your cycle, and as you approach the new moon, you should be starting a new cycle, or it could be vice versa. I can't remember. I just remember there was something
okay.
That was actually quite shocking to me.
You know, I would imagine she'd want to do it at the beginning of the waxing phase,
mm-hmm.
and then towards the waning phase is when you kind of take a break.
Okay.
So, yeah. I know they're just very, very correlated. I'm just not quite sure exactly how, but
mm-hmm.
just from personal experience, I know when I'm very, very in tune with nature, it's just very on point. The moon and my cycle is just completely on point. And so I feel like if you do that, that really enhances your ability to get pregnant and you have a little bit more control over it.
Okay.
I think there are a few, and there seems to be a few other things. Like a lot of things like yoga will really help. A lot of, I don't know, just getting the energy moving and letting your body do what it's naturally supposed to do, it'll help everything in general, but it'll also help the pregnancy process. So.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
And metamorphosis, what do you have to add to this one?
well, interesting, because I've had several clients come to me who wanted to become pregnant, and they would come to me for Reiki for to help them accelerate this sort of this energy. And my suggestion to them was, as long as they're physically okay and able to have children, there's nothing wrong
mm-hmm.
with them physically, and both husband and wife are in agreement. My suggestion is just relax and let it happen. It will happen when it's supposed
yeah.
to happen, not when you want
yeah.
it to happen. And, of course, the question, and there must be an agreement between both husband and wife or partners, because if one is going into this idea of having a child or and one is gung-ho and the other is sort of is apprehensive, the universe is getting sort of a mixed energy. You know, to have a child is a very special and a very sacred event in one's life. So you both have to be very clear about having a child, and if you both are okay health-wise, and there is no reason why you cannot have a children, then all I can suggest is that you relax and let it happen, and be certain that your intentions for having a child are in the right for the right reasons and in the right place. This is very important. Very important.
Okay.
I also feel I think one of the biggest things is to not worry, because that kind of anxiety really stalls up the process. It causes resistance in a lot of different things. And so relaxation is probably the best way to go about it. Just make sure you're very relaxed about the whole situation and go with the flow. Things like meditation, yoga will really help. You just kind of want to remove a lot of that resistance, and which is worry. It's caused by worry. So just kind of relax into things and go with the flow with it.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, guys. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, no problem. Thank you for calling in.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
All right. Well, our next caller here is coming under the area code 818, bringing you on momentarily. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great tonight. We're doing good. How may we help you?
Can you tell about another person in your family besides myself, my son?
Sometimes we can. Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's not in the room with me. So.
Okay, that's fine. As long as there's a direct link between yourself and the person you're asking about, we should be able to fix this up good. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because we're very entwined with each other, and we're alike in some respects.
Okay. Well, what is your question for this?
Well, his anxiety is really bothering him a lot. I just want to see if you can see something, a golden light or whatever. He's going to have a good journey coming soon for him. Do you see anything?
Okay.
If I give you his birthday, or can you just pick up energy from me? Or
We need your name,
okay.
His first name, and his birthday would be helpful.
8/18/89.
Okay. Your name was?
Susan.
And his name is?
Adam.
Oh, my God, that is so weird. Well, hello, this is Reverend Adam over here. All right. I'm going to take a moment to tap in here. Pooja, go ahead, and then Metamorphosis. Hello, Pooja, you might be on mute again.
Hello.
Okay, there you are. If you're feeling anything to suggest or bring up for this, I'm going to take a moment to connect. So either you or Metamorphosis has the floor right now.
Okay, great. If you could just repeat your question one more time.
We've had a dark path, my son and my family and myself, and so I'm hoping that what the future is going to bring for him. If you see anything.
I'm just seeing a lot of confusion. I feel like there's a little bit of distress that's going on. Energetically, since I am kind of the energy portion of the show, energetically, there's a lot of blocks in him, and it's caused by resentment. I can kind of see a misalignment between just kind of his. There's a lot of family stuff. There's obviously a lot of family stuff, but there's also a lot of security stuff that's going on. I feel like his self-esteem is kind of low, too. And his throat is definitely something I pick up. So, yeah, there's a lot of this alignment. There just seems to be a lot of stuff that he hasn't gotten over yet, and confusion is the biggest thing that I'm picking up. So I don't know if you can confirm.
Oh, all of that.
Yeah, I can kind of confirm that, too, because I was picking up on that as well. One of the things that came out, though, is that he will have a good life.
because he's going to become a very successful accountant. I keep seeing him working a lot with money because it's like he knows every little thing that goes on. He's very logical and mathematical.
He has a business brain, yes, but accounting is not. But it is in the business field. He's creative, too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So maybe the accounting could develop later. But when he has money of his own, it doesn't mean it won't go through his fingers like water. It burns a hole in his pocket just like the next person.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel that the accounting is what came up and the business skills definitely. So metamorphosis, I'm going to pass this along to you.
Yes. And I'm sorry, did you say your name was Susan?
Yes. Do you also pick up my energy, too? Because I don't know, that's asking a lot, too, asking two people.
Okay, that's okay. Okay, Susan, what I'm seeing in the card, the question was about your son. And
yes.
Generally, when I do readings and somebody wants a question about someone else, I don't usually, I'm not comfortable doing that because I would like to have the permission of the other person to share with you or with him what I'm seeing. However, I will say this. He is a very, very creative young man. He will be very successful in life because whatever he sets out to do, he will do. He's a little bit too hard on himself, a little bit too rigid on himself. Now, is he interested in any kind of culinary or anything along the lines of cooking or baking, or did he ever talk about anything about...
No.
Because I'm also seeing...
In fact, that's a bad subject. Food is not a good thing for him.
Why, because of his weight?
Because of his father.
Because of his father.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm seeing something with food around him, and I don't know that. I was thinking culinary. Now, the other thing I would suggest is there's something about an estate or money. It looks like he can do very well maybe in real estate or investments. He has a very good head on his shoulders. He just stands out. He's not like, you know, he's not so much like his friend. There's something very special about him. That's all I can say.
Mm-hmm.
He also, it's important for him to find a balance between male and female energies. Now, when I say that, there's like, I guess he's in his mind, he's trying to understand the balance between the two. Now, is his father still in his life, or is he not in his life?
Unfortunately, he's still alive. So, if you could see my energy in my past, you'll see who his father was.
Yeah,
okay.
I see that
father
there was a lot of abuse.
Yes.
Well, his father looked like a very strong. When I say strong, not much flexibility in his thinking. You know, it was either his way or no way. And
yeah.
I guess, and yet he's very close to you, so he's picking up the gentle side, the feminine energy from you, and yet there is also a void, a void for that masculine energy. And that's where I see the confusion here with the cards, because in spite of the fact of, you know, if his father abused him or whatever he did to him, it was still his father, and there's still that missing piece between the two energies, the male-female, mother-father energy. But has he, and also here it's showing counseling. You may want to consider, if he hasn't already, to seek some sort of counseling. Where he
oh,
can
we've
talk.
Been doing that, yes. Mm-hmm.
That's very good. Well, very good. And the number three is very strong in your reading. What does three mean to you?
Three? I don't know. Maybe there's three of us now because my ex is out of the picture, my son, my daughter,
okay.
And myself.
Well, that's possible because there is the number three here in your reading. I'm just curious what that may mean to you. Over here, too, I see it. Okay. Well, it looks like from what I'm seeing here, he's going to do very well in his life as long as he learns to become balanced. Also, he has to be a little bit careful with his upper respiratory area, you know, breathing, and that could be from anxiety or some sort of breathing issue. And, you know, so that may be something to look into. I don't know if he's dealing with anything along those lines.
But
because
you're kind of right. That's why I said food. He throws up and gags sometimes. He gets so uptight.
Okay. Well, that's another thing. There's something in the chest, esophagus, the whole upper part of him.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that is basically because of holding. You see, he's holding on to a lot of stuff that he himself is confused about. And
mm-hmm.
when that happens, it restricts our breathing. It restricts the way we swallow our food, the way we chew our food. The muscles are tight in his chest.
It's a strange feeling then you feel? Is that what it is? It's like he keeps on saying he has a strange feeling. So,
strange feeling in his chest?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, I'm seeing something in his chest that is an issue. Are you very open with each other? Can you talk comfortably to each other?
Yeah. In fact, recently when we were at the psychiatrist, I told the truth. I said everything about his father in front of him. And that was really the first time another person's really heard. You know, I didn't get too graphic, but they couldn't understand why we all have an eating problem. And,
it's interesting you say that because I did see something with food in the reading. That's why I asked if he thought he was going to go into the culinary business, because I don't know why I did pick up food in your reading here. But,
one thing I have to say before we continue too much farther. Was there any sort of physical abuse on a darker level between your child and his father?
What do you mean a darker level? I don't know about, what do you mean a darker level?
BS word, honey. I'm trying to be polite about it.
Oh, being held down?
Being held down in a sense of the boudoir.
I don't know all of it. One piece of it he keeps to himself. I don't know. One day, towards the end of the relationship, he beat up his father. I don't know what happened that night.
I actually picked up on the same thing.
Yeah,
oh,
I have
you did?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the same with my daughter. They don't talk about it.
Okay. Yeah, honey, that's something that they're going to have to come to terms with on their own. But I feel with all the stuff that you've been doing, all the help you've been doing, definitely take Metamorphosis' advice and listen to what he's been telling you here. Because, and even listen to what Pooja is telling you. Because honestly, we're here to help you and we're here to help them. We're here to help anybody that really needs it. And I feel that this is the deepest part of that root of psychosis right now with your children, not just with him. And I feel that it's almost like one had to watch why the other one was being acted in. Okay. It's too far to go into right now on air here.
Well,
I agree, Adam. It's a very deep issue here, and
there's
so much to say on public radio.
Yeah,
if you want
to get
Adam or myself, we would be more than happy to work with you. But it's a very deep issue, and. And the good thing is that you are in therapy together. Are you going with your son?
Yes.
Very important. Okay. What is your birth sign, please?
Mine, 9/15, 54.
Okay. All right. Okay, so Virgo. Yeah, there's a lot here. There's a lot here that needs to be cleared up. But we only can say so much on public radio.
Yeah, I'm in a good place right now. A person came into my life, and... I can't, he gets my son, but yet there's certain things that we can't discuss with him because it's too hard to get into.
Okay.
I understand.
I really know that there's a silver lining to this cloud, and they're going to become so strong down the road because of this. You know, I'm not saying what had happened was good, but they're going to be able to make their weaknesses right now into a strength, and I feel that they're going to be able to grow up and help so many other people that could have gone through the kind of situation that they're going through.
That's what they're doing now. Because besides their life, they reach out to others. My daughter and my son, and he can help the world but himself. So I didn't know about the other. What you said, I think it's been in the back of my mind.
I want to do a private session with you, or at least have you do one with Metamorphosis or even Pooja, because I feel there's deeper issues here and different parts of the psychosis that you could end up learning about during a session.
Also, I'd like to put in, if you're willing to get them work done, really, really intense energy work done. A lot of my clients are clients that have experienced similar things to what your children have experienced. And what's happening is they're releasing a lot of their impressions that they've stored up in them. And they're moving forward a lot more easily than they were before. And so if you are willing to kind of look into it and see if we could possibly work on them, or if you'd be willing to work
my
on them.
My daughter won't at all. She will not talk one word. But my son, he's seeing a psychiatrist now, and he's talking, and he approached his father on the phone. So that was important for him to do that. He is strong.
That was a big step in the right direction because most of the time they will defend their attacker, okay? So I think he's come very far, even with, work that you guys have done and how little it may seem to be effective right now. That's a pretty big step in the right direction.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, that you could see all that. I've come a long way, too, and I gather my lessons in life were not just the lessons of less life, it was the people that were teaching me the lessons, and that was part of what I had to learn about issues of the teachers could be twisted how you learn the lessons.
I understand. And Metamorphosis, I feel like there's one more card in your deck over there for her.
It's very interesting because the cards are really very, very deep. But I just turned a last card, and I'm glad to say that the outcome is good. It's good. You see, one of the biggest issues or the fears or the emptiness that your son may be feeling is a family unit. And it's important for him to have a family unit. Family is important to him. So the last card I turned over is a union. So that's a good thing. Now, maybe this new person in your life, he will be a support for your son. I don't know. But what's important is that he feels like he belongs to some sort of a family with a foundation, with a strong base that he can depend on. And that's really important to reinforce. Because I think that's the deepest void is inside him. Again, his father may, abused him and did whatever he did. And I'm not justifying, you can never justify that. However, as a young man or a boy or a young, you sort of want that father image. You want that man in your life to show you, how to develop as a man yourself. And when that's not in your life, it can be very confusing, you know. And so it's important that he feels that foundation, that male energy strength, because right now there's a little bit of confusion going on with the male-female interaction in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, you know, trust issues and all that kind of stuff. But like I said, the reading is very deep, and there's only so much I will say on public radio.
Yes. Well,
I do wish
you
the very best.
Thank you so much for the information you gave me, and I'll connect with you. And oh my goodness, you awakened me. And but I know there's a good. I know things will be okay.
Oh yes, it will be. That I can tell you.
I guess I need to be reassured in a way, because unfortunately, when you've been with someone who has mental problems and gaslighting, if you understand all these things, they take away something,
mm-hmm.
and the thing that we took away from us was our sense of doubting our own self.
Yes.
And so being reassured.
That's why I said he needs that foundation, that support to know he's on steady ground. So that's really very, very important. And, you know, it's going to be okay, but you're going to go through some rocky time, but that's okay. The outcome is going to work for your son and for you. But just stay with it and stay on the path that you're on. Work together. Keep that open communication. It's essential.
Yes. Thank you so much. Communication is important.
Yes,
okay.
And if you're looking to use another, like, energy healing, Pooja can actually work on your children through you. So even though the daughter may not, you know, come directly, am I right, Pooja? You can work through the mother?
Well, I can do it long distance. As long as I get a get-go from kind of my own intuition, and that she receives it. Most people receive it. I've worked on people who are just incredibly dense, and they probably can't feel anything, but with me, they've been able to feel like a substantial, a very, very concrete type of energy, something that they can actually hold almost. And so it's very, and I'm working. It's really interesting that this call is even here, is because I've gotten a series of clients recently and concerning their children. I actually work through a clinic specifically designed for children who have gone through certain ailments and who are on the spectrum. And it's just really interesting that your call came through today, because I think in the past week I've done at least 3 or 4 cases where it's of that manner.
And it doesn't matter the age, because she's 24 and she was the strong one in the relationship, but now she won't say one word.
Well, this might even help her, like, while the clearing that she does.
You'll be surprised. It's very, very intense work. It's years worth of stuff being released in a short amount of time, and it's done in a very, very soothing way. So, and there, what also happens is the energy I work with is kind of, its purpose is not just to get it out of you, but it's more to create a shift so that whatever's keeping them stuck will help them move forward, because there's been a consciousness shift, not just,
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Pooja, are you there?
I think
hello?
We lost that person.
Yeah.
I am happy
Hold
to
on,
say
one
that...
moment.
Okay.
Pooja, you may be back on mute. Pooja, try and unmute your phone now. And it looks like she dropped off. Okay, she might call back in. So go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
She's working with children that really need her. She's a teacher. And the children that, it's amazing how the universe works, that children that families are in prison and are in foster care, that just kids that are in a regular school situation, but those are the kids she's giving her heart to. She always gave her heart to kids that needed it. That's both of them. That with the, I guess they know they live with craziness, so this is, you know, or people that had problems, and now they know how to, they're more comfortable, I guess, with those type of people, if that makes sense.
And if I just want to add one thing that I think is important. And I'm not saying you do or you don't, but it's really very important not to have too much alcohol in your house. Your son should not see any of that, because I would suggest that that's something he stay away from.
Oh, I'm not a big drinker by any means. No.
Yeah, well, that's good. I mean, like I said, I don't know if you do or you don't. This is something that came up, and I wanted to mention that, you know, try to not even drink in front of him if at all possible. If you do have occasional drink once in a while, because it's alcohol is not good around him. But I'm going to have to say goodnight, guys, because my phone is ready to die.
Okay,
and,
well, thank you for the information. I guess the universe wanted me to hear these things today, even though some of it was a bit hard. But, you know, I know that there's a hope there.
Yes, so. Yes. And sometimes even though, although it may be hard, it's like a wake-up, you know. It's like a jolt. Okay, now I got it, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah,
so.
It's like something you knew, but yet you didn't want to face.
You don't want to face it. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you,
Jerry. Have a good evening.
Yes,
Al.
Thank you. You too. And hope we could help. Thank you.
Yes, you did. Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye.
Good. All right, guys. Well, yeah, we are cutting it close to show's end time here. So once more, as always, it is an honor to Metamorphosis, Lolita, Pooja, and this has been Reverend Adam Lee, all here on Psychic Talk Radio. We're here to help you explore your world and improve your life. Next time on Psychic Talk Radio, once more, we will be taking callers with as many questions as we possibly can answer according to the amount of people we have in the queue. And as always, thank you to everyone out there listening and calling in, as it is truly in thanks to you that our show here on Blog Talk has been growing each and every week on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please, everyone, remember to visit HousePsychic.com. As always, an honor to have both Lolita and Pooja as my co-hosts, along with Metamorphosis.
Thanks, Adam.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Thank you. All right. Namaste. Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.